71. Tariana. The smell of roasting meat filled her nose, and her mouth watered. Peeling her eyelids open, Tariana focused on Marcus, who knelt next to the fire, holding a green branch covered with little forms over the flames, his expression intent. "Are those mice?" she croaked. A slight smile rose to his lips.
"Yes, yes they are. Want one?"
"I can't believe I'm about to say this, but yes." She shifted, trying to sit, but the motion sent slices of agony through her body, and she cried out.
"You've stiffened up," he said. "It'll ease. Let me help you."
Clenching her teeth, she allowed him to pull her upright and rest her back against the wall.
"They take forever to catch, so eat the whole thing," he said, handing her a crackling mouse,
then pulling one off the branch for himself. He winked at her and bit its head off. "That," she whispered, "is horrible."
"It's not," he said,
the mouse's skull making awful crunching sounds as he chewed.
"Though I'm partial to the tail."
He bit off the crispy appendage, and Tariana gagged. "Stop." But for all it was disgusting in theory, the smell of cooked meat had her body singing a different tune. Holding the mouse up to her mouth, she bit into its side, wincing as its ribs cracked. Then drops of grease rolled over her tongue, and she found herself taking a second bite, then a third. "Give me another." They ate until the mice were gone, and then Marcus leaned against the wall next to her.
"You're incredible, you know,"
says the man who prepared mice for me for dinner. She rested her head against his shoulder, exhausted and sore, but no longer hungry.
"Are you going to tell me how you did it?"
"I captured a giant hawk, and it flew us out of danger." He wrinkled his nose, then pulled her onto his lap and wrapped his arms around her.
"Deus ex machina. I'm disappointed."
"Only because you missed the flight." Closing her eyes, Tariana leaned into him, listening to the steady beat of his heart. The heart she'd fought so hard to keep beating. "Well," she murmured, "it all started when you succumbed to a fit of dramatics and fatalism, and I decided that all decision-making needed to be taken out of your hands." Marcus listened in silence as she explained how she'd done it, tensing when she got to the last bridge and the line snapped. But when she was finished, he kissed her forehead and said,
"We're going to survive this."
They were. She knew it. If only making it out alive meant the end of their woe.